Hey folks, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Thanks for tuning in today. Today is part two of the Dropship Store content series where I'm going to be talking about collection pages and what you should be putting on those and how to write buying guides. Okay, if this is your first time listening to the podcast, get my free niches list for high-ticket dropshipping at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And please leave a review of the podcast. Just go to ecommerceparadise.com/podcast. It'll forward you to iTunes. You can leave a review there. I appreciate all the reviews I get. Thank you so much, guys. All right, so collection page buying guides. It's really important that you have lots of content on collection pages. A lot of people don't really understand this at first, and collection pages look pretty desolate. But collection pages can rank in Google. Okay, they can rank on the first page of Google for the collection keyword if you do it right. And Shopify stores work great for this. And by the way, if you're not using Shopify, it'll be called like categories, you know, if you're using WordPress or whatever. This same thing goes for affiliate sites too. Shopify stores, they're called collections. Anyway, so buying guides are just kind of the who, what, why, where, when, how of the product category, right? You know, first it's the who. It's the who you are as a retailer. You know, basically why you exist and why you sell what you sell and your kind of your why. Okay, the who and why of you as a retailer and your unique selling proposition. If you start off that way, you kind of build a little bit of trust. Okay, don't make it too long, just one paragraph, but like short paragraph about you, and you can kind of use it on all your buying guides. It really helps build trust with the consumer before they even read the content. Okay, even before the who, though, you can have a hook, and having a hook is a really good idea. It's basically the promise of your content. I found that to be really, really useful because if someone reads a hook first, and then they read the who, they're way more likely to continue. Because if they just hear the who first, they don't really care about who you are until they care about what they're going to get from reading your materials. And this especially goes true for YouTube videos. So guys, have a hook first. Like, in this guide, you're going to learn the best blah, 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 blah. And by the way, I'm Dula, the founder of Dula, and you know, this is what we do and this is why we do it. Okay, so that's usually the best way to go about it. So start with a hook, talk about who you are and why they should listen to you. Qualify yourself first. And then talk about the what, okay? So, you know, what is this product category all about? You know, how do these things work? And how do they evolve? You know, what's the history a little bit? Maybe, like, who are they helpful to? And, how exactly do they work? What are some common features that they have? Some things that you should look out for, that kind of stuff. The what is really important, okay? When you take people from a search query, like, best this or best that, or best this for this or best this for that, right? And you take them down that path of learning and you teach them about all this stuff, they're going to really know, like, and trust you a lot more. And especially if they found you organically, they're going to be way more likely to purchase something from you. They're going to be more likely to sign up for your email list. They're going to be more likely to subscribe to your YouTube channel. They're going to be way more likely to make a sale and buy from you and refer you to their friends. Okay, so content like this will help take your business from a, you know, 20 or 30K a month business to like a 200 or 300 or 500K a month business. All right. It's pretty amazing how this stuff works, but it works really well. So, and you know, like 99% of e-commerce stores don't do this stuff, which is crazy to think about, but that's just cause, they're probably lazy. So anyways, you know, when you are done talking about the what, another good thing to talk about maybe is, you know, why they should get it, reasons why. Okay, people love these like reasons why articles and listicles and things like that because it kind of gets them to realize what they have been thinking in the back of their head is actually the truth. When you reaffirm something somebody kind of sort of thinks or believes, it reaffirms their belief. It makes it a stronger belief, okay? And then you can take them to actually making a decision. Okay, so reasons why you need this are really great as well for buying guides. You should, in all your buying guides, talk about the brands that you offer. You know, talk about the unique qualities of each of those brands. And within each of those brands, you know, what are the best-selling products, okay? I would say if you have brands in your store that you actually haven't sold any of the products for and you've had them on there for more than a month or two or three and you're driving traffic, number one, consider removing them. And number two, definitely don't write any content about them because if they're not even selling in the first place, then there's something wrong with that brand, okay? You can consider trying different avenues to approach it, but if they're not selling just from long-tail searches, the brand themselves isn't doing enough to promote themselves, okay? And that's really tough for you to take on that. Of course, you can include them in your content. I'm just saying the reason why you might not want to is because it's going to distract from the ones that are the best selling, okay? When you focus people's attention more on the things that are best selling, it makes the decision easier for them. When you give people too many choices, it makes the decision harder to make it in that moment, right? It just makes it a longer decision to make, and they get distracted with something else, and they'll come back to it later if you follow up with them, okay? If you don't follow up with them and they don't come back, they will lose you. And even if they want to find you again, they're still not going to be able to find you just because literally you aren't following up with them, which is a whole nother topic of follow-up and ways to follow up with customers, which I'll get into in other episodes. Okay, so once you've talked about brands and bestsellers, you should really definitely talk about special promotions that your store is offering for those particular brands and bestsellers. Okay, I always ask every single brand if they allow me to offer coupon codes, you know, for their products. And so if they do, then I definitely write about that. Hey, get this much off that product, blah, blah, limited time, whatever, you know, basic retail promotions. Another thing is free gifts that you want to offer. Okay, you know, usually you can offer some kind of store-wide free gift. You can offer a brand-wide free gift. You can offer free gifts on specific products. Bonuses, aka free gifts, are a great way to make sales on high ticket products because people sometimes will buy from one store or another just based on the bonuses they get. Okay. And of course you definitely want to talk about you know, why they should buy right now as opposed to waiting. So having some sort of a call to action at the end. Like, you know, create some urgency and scarcity, basically, even in that kind of content. If you have like I always kind of have like a store-wide sale going on constantly. Okay, every product is on sale, you know, 48-hour sale, 24-hour sale, whatever, countdown timers, this and that. And it's a revolving timer. It's an evergreen timer, so it restarts every single day or two. And that way, whenever somebody lands on my website, there's always a sale going on. It's expiring soon. Take action now. Okay, that stuff works really well. Even if you think it's fake, whatever, it's not. You know, you can legally have a sale going on all the time as a retailer. There's nothing illegal about it. There's nothing scammy about that, okay? You're offering a coupon code, and that's that. So don't have any second thoughts about that. And that's about it, guys. The other thing is collection buying guides. You need to make them look really pretty, okay? So formatting them properly, using header 2 and header 3 tags to kind of format your content, using bulleted lists when you know, when they look good, it makes it easier to read and scroll through. Also using pictures of the particular products that you're mentioning, logos of the brand images, and other maybe like third-party logos you can put in there for trust, that kind of stuff. That's really good as well. Build social proof with pictures of customers' faces and testimonials. That's great as well. All right. And if you can create a YouTube video version of that collection buying guide through some sort of a slideshow, whatever, that's going to be super awesome as well. You can, you know, embed it into that collection page. Okay, that'll help you get a lot of traffic and a lot of sales. All right. Now, lastly, make sure, obviously, that you're linking from every part of the content that mentions a particular thing to a page that's helpful on your website. Like, for instance, if you're talking about a feature, a common feature, link to the, you know, the part of your collections that is that particular tag. Like, for instance, if you have like a subcategory, like, you know, an electric fireplace site and you have two-sided or three-sided, you know, you can mention two-sided versus three-sided electric fireplaces and then have a collection for two-sided electric fireplaces that you link to from the mention of that in the content, okay? So internal linking is what I'm talking about, and that kind of stuff is really great. You link to other collections, you link to the specific products you're talking about, and if you have blog articles, which is going to be in the next episode, you can obviously link to those articles as well. The only time you really want to have external links on your website with dropshipping, if you have some sort of affiliate offer that is actually a really good thing that goes along with your offering, you would do that. But I would never normally do that before the sale. I always usually do that after the sale. And it's not usually unless it's in a review article of a blog post, a review of that particular product or service or software, and maybe through email. But usually it's through a review article. So you can link to those review articles as well of those affiliate offers. So content pages, you're really not having any external links. You're going to have all internal links usually. And a really well-executed collection page will rank first on Google for that collection keyword. Now, if you want to outsource this content, the best way to do it is in it's going to be a separate article completely, or a separate podcast in this series. But the best way to do it, of course, is number one, know whose content you're going to kind of model after. Look at some content examples, okay, first, and then know which keywords you want to target. Those are the two main things you need. And then you can hire a writer to write the content for you. But then you're going to need to publish that content. So know how to publish it yourself first, obviously. Make some training on how to do that, and then hire somebody to do it for you. So we'll go more into depth on that in a separate episode. That's it, guys. That's for this episode. Collection buying guides are going to help accelerate your business like crazy. If you enjoyed this episode, definitely leave a review on the iTunes podcast. I appreciate every review I get. And if you want help building a high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business, go check out my website, ecommerceparadise.com. Get my free webinar. Get my free niches list. Get my free dropshipping for beginners course. Sign up for my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass. Check out the turnkey done-for-you offer as well. And email me if you have any questions and need my help. Private coaching is available. Trevor at ecommerceparadise.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you guys in the next episode.